Now, I wanted to ask about the Swan Valley, not sighting, but you know what I'm saying, the tip that came out of Swan Valley. I know there was some criticism, at least on social media. I understand that they've wanted to remain anonymous in all of this, and that caused some alarm. Why the anonymity for them? Why was that important to them?
Well, because of retaliation. You never know if there is a person out there that did pick this boy up, actually, and he's a pervert, he might retaliate against the people. And the other thing is that social media now, everything happens, we know about it the next minute. A lot of vicious people out there that said some nasty things, incorrect things, and instead of just remaining quiet until they really know what they're talking about, they come up with an idea and they say it, and then it's damaging. There's a lot of criticism against the parents of this little boy. People say, well, the parents killed him, the parents paid to have his body disposed of, and so forth. So there's a lot of stuff out there that in social media with what I call the kooks, and they say things that are not true and not accurate, inaccurate, and pretty soon somebody repeats that, and then when you repeat something not knowing the full information, then it becomes the real thing, and that it hurts people. So that's why people want to remain anonymous sometimes, because they don't want to have to go through this going through with the mother or father as a little boy.
I know that there's been a lot of talk about the grandfather. There was also a family friend on that camping outing when Dior disappeared. Are you confident that both the grandfather and this family friend have been fully vetted and fully investigated?
Yes, I've interviewed both of them, and I feel that the grandfather was too ill. He's on oxygen almost 24 hours a day. And I feel that he has not been a part in this. He just is an older gentleman, has some health problems. And the other friend that was involved with this camping trip, I think he has a past criminal record. And therefore, he did attorney up. He did have an attorney because of his prior record and didn't want to be accused of something. But I've interviewed them, and I feel that they had nothing to do with this disappearance. I feel the grandfather may have been possibly neglectful by stepping into the trailers for a moment, and the little boy was outside. I think this is how the person could have been abducted.
Yeah. All right. Well, Frank, we're going to keep our eyes on this case. I sure appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to check in with us, and we'll keep in touch. If there's anything that advances in this case, we'd love to have an update from you.
Absolutely. Law enforcement's doing all they can, and I cannot fault the Lenhi Sheriff's Office or Bonneville. They're doing their very best. The FBI has some forensics to see the results back soon, and everybody wants the same result. We want to locate this little boy, and take my hat off to Lenhi County. They're doing their very best, and Bonneville's really helping out because the parents live down here in their county, and there's all departments up here in Lenhi, but they're good hearts, and they want to recover this little boy, so we just need to have the public be aware, their eyes and ears. It's very important, and everything that they call in, either on the mic tip line or the Fusion Center, will be checked out. So also, I wanted to say I'm offering the reward up to $20,000.
Oh, wow.
I'm offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the location and recovery of the little boy.
Frank, what is the hotline? If people see something suspicious, and I would imagine if they see a black Rubicon, then their interest will be piqued on that. But what should they watch for, and what is the number they should call if they see something that looks suspicious?
Well, my tip line is 888-852-6505. I do not have the Idaho State Police Fusion telephone line, but they could get that, I'm sure.
Okay.
If they have something that's real hot, or if they see something that's very important, of course, they call 911. The local law enforcement agency will handle that. But the reward is up to $20,000, and 888-852-6505.
All right, Frank Vilt, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll be in touch.
Okay, have a good day. Thank you.
All right.